Associate Professor of History Jane Landers has a long-standing interest in the study of slavery in the Americas, including Cuba. Her previous research in Cuban churches has led to a new international partnership, including Vanderbilt. It will be advancing the study of slavery and the African diaspora.
We basically did guerrilla raids through 9 churches in Havana. We would show up with a microfilm camera. We would film right in the churches. Out of that little sample project, we took 20-year samples in each of those 9 churches. We had an idea that this was something that needed to be done, and we needed to do the whole of the records rather than just samples.
Lander said the records about long-ago slavery in Brazil and Cuba are in great danger of being lost forever. Fortunately, the Cuban government has not interfered with the preservation of these records.
Because the church is separate from the state, I went the last time with permission from an archbishop in Miami, and with a letter of introduction. I would just show up at these churches with a microfilming team, and we had great cooperation. They, too, are interested in their history, of course, and we would make copies of the film to leave with them. We also deposited it at the Center for Research Libraries in Chicago so that scholars all over the world can access that material.
Lender says the $150,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities also involves the Harriet Tubman Resource Center in Canada. It will help create a digitized database for these underutilized and at-risk records. I'm Amory Dear Owens reporting.